T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Hell of a lot of reaction coming in here, Tone. Hell of a lot of reaction. We have some traditionalists out there. There are some traditionalists. Want to keep the stadium where it is. Want to have outdoor football. I just can't stand in the way of progress, right? I mean, I see what the future is. I see what it holds. I think that, you know, anybody, like, I've been to Ford Field. I've only been outside of Lucas Oil Stadium. Never actually been in the place. But, yeah, I mean, you see those places. I mean, it's just like, well, I mean, you can't fight it, can you? Being able to go indoors, being able to see it. I mean, if you want a retractable roof, I guess you could do that, even though in a lot of the retractable places, they keep the roof closed most of the time anyway. I like the Minnesota situation where they kind of have those great big huge doors that open up on the side of it. That kind of lets some air in, makes it look cool. But I mean, there's a plenty of options that you could do, but I want to do it right. And if it's $2 billion and, you know, so be it, let's do it. Let's see the way it goes. I just want to make sure, you know, we get everything as equitable as we possibly can. Cause I just don't want to let a former place where I've only known a stadium to be there, obviously, throughout my entire life. And basically, I mean, the first stadium was built, what, finished in 1933, 36, somewhere in that area. So, I mean, I think anybody listening, them and their parents only know a stadium there. So what's the next step for that use? What's the next step for that land? You know, what do you turn that into? Do you invite business there? Do you build another building on it? Is it possible to build some infrastructure building there that you can invite business to this city with? Because I don't just want to move the Browns to Brook Park and then, oh, there you go.
Yeah, I certainly wonder. I wonder what they'd be able to do with that land. We know about, you know, being the people keep mentioning Burke Lakefront, which is almost impossible to develop on because that also is, you know, a very, very difficult terrain built on a landfill. I don't know, Kenny. Maybe they put just more housing that's going to be called residential, luxurious apartments. They're going to be there to have a beautiful downtown museum. I don't know.
I mean, they already have two museums, right? Yeah. Well, a science center and a museum.
Yeah, as far as office buildings, half of them are empty downtown anywhere, and they're feeling the post-COVID crunch, and they haven't really recovered. So I don't know if that's ever going to happen. What I do wonder is, does Cleveland as a city feel different if the Browns are no longer there and they are instead in a place like Brook Park?
I think it'd be a
Does
little
that
bit
feel
odd at
different
first.
To people?
I think it'd be a little bit odd at first.
And is it worth it? Is it worth it to get the dome? I guess I feel incomplete that they weren't able to do this the right way when the Browns were ripped out, you know, back when they were. It would have been nice to have all this, like Indianapolis, downtown, yeah, and have that interconnectivity because we have such a great walkable city, and to not have a facility that we're trying to get more than just football games, you know, 10 times a year, that would have been perfect to have all of that, but, you know, it's not going to be in the cards here.
Take a couple more here, then I got to get this audio in here before 8 o'clock. Chris and Medina. Chris, hello.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Doing okay, Chris. Go ahead, bud.
Well, I tell you what, I think the writing's already in the wall because as a season ticket holder, the prices went up exponentially this year. It was usually like a modest $200 increase. This year it's $400 a ticket, and there's one less home game, so I think that's already been decided.
Well, that is what, that they're moving over there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, for a year, how much money would that
equate to? I don't know about
that.
The Browns' costs are now just getting closer to the middle.
Yeah.
Because they were the most affordable forever. So because they've had an uptick in winning over the last 4 years, you knew it was inevitable they were going to raise prices. So I don't draw any conclusions from them raising prices. They're just kind of getting to the standard of where the NFL prices are.
When they actually do move over there, then there would be certainly a price increase. Slater and Hinkley, go ahead.
Hey, have you ever been to Miami Stadium?
Yes. Not after the redo, I will say. But yeah, I have been there, but I guess no in this case. Go ahead.
So as much as I do enjoy walking around downtown on a Sunday, Wednesday, their stadium, like most of the parking is right around like where you would enter the stadium. And that was awesome whenever we went there. So I think just the ease of access to the stadium would be one of the bigger things. And I think the magic of Cleveland is just like the downtown city skyline. The stadium is so far away from like all the walkable parts of Cleveland that, you know, if we just had a stadium, you can just walk right into in Brook Park and then you can just go out in downtown afterwards. It's, you know, a 5 minute ride, you know, down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be a little bit more of a draw to some people.
Well, they're going to, you know this as well as I do, Slater, and thank you very much for the call. They're going to want to keep you in that area. So that's why they're going to build a lot around there. Like, I understand, like, if you go and you see the aerial shots of, like, Sunday Night Football, if you see them at, like, in Foxborough, obviously you're not seeing the backdrop of Boston, Massachusetts behind you. In Cleveland, it's very nice. In Pittsburgh, I have to admit, it's very nice.
Well, they
you
do
got
that
the rivers
with
that roll in there and the whole thing.
The funny thing is, they do that. Speaking of the Dolphins, anytime they show the Dolphins games, they show you South Beach, which is
it's way out.
It
there.
Takes an hour to get there in traffic, but that doesn't stop them from showing South Beach every single time in the historic Art Deco hotels.
I was with Lizzie, and Lizzie goes, "Geez, how far away is this?" I go, "You know what? My dad said it was pretty far. This is pretty far out here." Yesterday, Trey Wingo was on Afternoon Drive, and Trey Wingo, there's no good way to introduce this audio. Trey Wingo says Deshaun Watson's contract is the worst in NFL history. Hit it.
I think they're concerned about the worst contract in the history of the NFL. I mean, let's just be honest about it. It's the worst contract in the history
of
the NFL.
Keep on going.
I mean, it's not even close. I mean, the second worst one was Russell Wilson, and that's already been expunged. And you know, the weird thing about that one is, you know, Russell hasn't even begun to play on the contract extension that he signed in Denver 2 years ago. I mean, he's still on the old contract, and they're paying him $36 million to play in Pittsburgh this year. I think the Jameis Winston thing is absolutely a concern. The offense was better with Joe Flacco than it was with Deshaun Watson. I don't think it was even close. For all the money that you gave up for Deshaun Watson, he hasn't come close to living up to the billing. It's going to go down as the worst contract in the history of the NFL, and they're hedging their bets already.
I'm not ready to admit it yet. Maybe next year it would be. I'm not ready to admit it yet. I think Russell Wilson's because it's done. I heard Nick say it yesterday. Again, mark it down. Hell's freezing over because I agree with Nick. Am I prolonging the inevitable? I might be. But I'm not ready to do it just yet. I got to wait. I got to see this year. I got to see what he does this year. I think we're going into year three. I don't think after this year, I think we're going to know. I don't think that there's anything left to find out. He's either going to be worth it or he's not going to be worth it. And we got to start looking in other directions, whether it be teardowns or builds or, you know, putting any sort of facade on top and seeing if we can keep the duct tape on it and go with some other guy. I still got to give it to this year. It was a massive investment. Fine, I need to leave a massive amount of time to make that investment. And plenty of people I know are going to tell me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm wrong, and maybe you guys will end up being right. I'm just not ready to cross that bridge just yet.
I do think that's the perception by almost everybody outside of Cleveland.
I understand.
I know
that.
Every time we talk about Deshaun Watson, we get the tweets, we get the calls. What about the second half of Baltimore? I'm just telling you that that everybody outside of Cleveland's wrong. But I think if the Browns were being truthful on how this trade has gone so far,
It's not going well. They
overcame it last year to make the playoffs. So maybe it doesn't feel as bad, because had they have just gone 5-12 last year, then the feeling would have been bad. It didn't feel as bad last year because they overcame it and we had a fun playoff run.
True.
Thanks to Joe Flacco, thanks to Jim Schwartz and that defense.
But what it did, it did show just... Because they say, well, he was 4-1. I don't give the fifth one because I decided to give that one to P.J. Walker. It's like he wasn't very good in that game. It was a crazy topsy-turvy game. He got knocked out in the first quarter. Let's not get crazy with this. But even at 4-1, I go, okay, still 4-1 as a starter if we're doing QB wins, which is not a great stat, but that's the one we want to talk about. Okay, he accounted for four of those wins in that season last year, which is nothing to fart at. So you had seven other wins that were given to or that were earned by other quarterbacks. P.J. Walker, I give credit for two, and then you got Joe Flacco for the other ones there. They did a fantastic job. But what it did, it was exposing down the stretch, I think, some of the warts that was going on in the offense with Deshaun Watson, whether it be with injury, whether it be with him trying to find wide receivers. I think it exposed a lot of things. Like, we brought up rust. I kept saying, it's not rust. Joe Flacco would be rusty. It's confidence. Where's this confidence at? Where's that thinking process at? Why is it missing where it was there a few years ago? Was it just that it was so long? Is it the pressure that comes with coming off of something like this? So when I hear Trey Wingo say that, you know, I don't want to go rip it on Trey Wingo for it. Maybe he'll end up being right. I'm just not ready to do it yet. I know this doesn't look good. I'm not denying it doesn't look good. I'm just not ready to come over with you guys yet on it's the worst contract in NFL history. But I think anybody in that building or anybody outside of that building would look at it and go, I think a lot of people outside of Cleveland already say it's the worst contract in NFL history, but I think a lot of people outside of the building would go, yeah, we're not trending in the right direction, and we really need to make sure that this thing goes as well as we can. And I still worry about his health. I still worry about why you go, you get Jameis Winston, you bring in Tyler Huntley. Is there something there where they don't know how great he's going to be to start off this year? Are they just not completely sure he's going to be 100%?
Yeah, maybe that's...
I wonder.
That's the debate right now, Ken. Has it been confidence? Has it been health? Has it been everything surrounding his life that may have distracted him or taken him out of his game that we saw, and he was one of the bright young players in the NFL and bright young quarterbacks? But that was a long time ago. So that's the debate to be had. I just don't think there's much of a debate on how it's gone from what you anticipated getting out of Deshaun Watson and what you've gotten. You know, it's been 12 games. That's it. Really 11, because the Indy game, you know, he started and only played,
that's true,
you know, a handful of plays. That's been about it, unfortunately. And I'm the one, man, I've been wrong so far. I wanted him. I wanted him, and I was willing to take all that was going to come with him. I underestimated that part of it, too. I underestimated the fact that in every argument about the Browns, somebody was going to throw his off-the-field stuff in your face, and they were going to call the Cleveland Browns a immoral team because of what they did. I can't worry about that every day. I'm a football fan of the Browns, so it's not like I'm gonna trade in my fandom of the team. You know, it's just not happening. So that part of it's been hard. It's not over. The good news is it's not over. Maybe for some people, that is the bad news, that it isn't over, that you wish it was over right now and they were moving on already and we could wipe the slate clean.
Do you think with a lot of people it's the worst until proven otherwise,
yeah,
or is it not the worst
until proven otherwise? Put Russ, if you want to debate or haggle over which is worse, because the Broncos are already done with Russ, although they'll say, hey, we were able to get out of it. You guys can't get out of it. That's your issue.
I mean, I fully admit I'm splitting hairs here.
I know. So fine. I'd be fine if you said Russ's was the worst. You know, it's hard until proven otherwise, until Watson looks like Watson. And I guess the issue is, what if he never looks like that again? What if he just looks like how we've talked about Russell Wilson? If he just has a good touchdown to interception ratio, but he's never special. He's never special. Defense is winning games. Defense and coaching, that's the reason they're winning games.
I told you that 2 weeks ago. I take that right now. And I know that it wouldn't be...
Which shows you what you really think of Watson, if that's what you take.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to get back on him. I don't know what I'm going to get back. I mean, before there were signs of greatness, and then there were signs of a lot of things where it's like, man, blind squirrels that are talented find nuts, so is this guy really going to be good? And then there's the injury that comes back, which I think a lot of us are kind of dialing down, going, he's going to be just fine. I don't know. I got orthopedic surgeons who just laugh when they're asked about it. So that scares you. So I don't know when he's going to be coming back. All that pointed out is I got no other choice but to hope that he's going to be okay and that this isn't going to be it's not going to be the greatest contract in NFL history. I don't think we're ever going to say that. But I can't admit right now that it's the worst contract in NFL history. I have to hold out some hope that they get this thing going in the right direction and everything is going to go okay. And I can't say that it's going to be fine. I can't say it's going to be great, tremendous, whatever word you want to use for it. I can't say any of that stuff because I got to figure out if this thing's going to go right. And what's my definition of right? Can I use him in the offense? Can I take care of him in the offense? Am I going to put too much pressure on him? I'd rather not. I'd rather not put too much pressure on this guy. Can I work an offense and see if I can get back to the playoffs with him? Because if I can't, yeah, then eventually I'm going to have to admit something like this. If he can't stay healthy, I'm going to have to admit something like that to say it's the worst contract in NFL history. I'm just not there yet because I can't, mostly because I shudder to think about that possibility and where it's going to leave this franchise if it does become that way. I'm just not ready to because I don't want to imagine that reality yet. 216-474-0092, 9 o'clock, George Niang going to join us on the show. The Cleveland Cavalier forward, George Niang, coming up next. What the hell are we going to do with all these Blu-rays? It's a question unlike any other. Fix My Life, next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today. All right.